time to check in with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian.
Well, let's see. It looks like beans have been trying to push a little bit higher this morning, but haven't quite been able to get to that $9 mark yet for November.
It's pretty elusive. We got above it yesterday in the November beans, but really put the brakes on when we went between $9 and $9.02. That's still a resistance area today, but awfully good support again in that $8.88 to $8.90 range. The beans are up anywhere from 5.5 to 4 cents this morning, trying to make some highs. We're trying to talk up some export business coming in, but keep in mind that the Chinese have a holiday now that begins tomorrow and will last until next Wednesday, and it's unlikely that we'll see any export sales on the daily reporting system like we did this morning of that 120,000 metric ton sale to China for 15-16 crop. It appears to me that the end user is a little bit short-bought and surprised that he's not been able to buy a lot of beans and or corn right off the combine. But farmers have been pretty darn stingy about those letting crop go. I would say in this neck of the woods, we're probably 15 to 20% harvested on beans, and very little has come into the elevators. On the corn side things, Brian, we're up 4 cents, 3 3/4 cents, something along that line. Again, $4 is kind of a benchmark price that December corn looks like it would be edging towards. Recent high has been around that 395, 395 and a half range. We haven't quite got there this morning. Good support in the 385 range. The impact of this hurricane off the East Coast is a little bit questionable right now, but certainly if you're a farmer on the Delmarva Peninsula with beans in the field, you're pretty darn nervous because there was 4 to 5 inches of rain there yesterday, and they expect maybe as much as twice that to come in the next couple of days. Funds are rebalancing portfolios, and it looks to me like they're not wanting to do much selling on the grains. The wheat market's higher. Again, we've got a little cycle high expected here in the wheat the next couple of days. December has a lot of resistance in the 5.25 range. I think we will try that. We're up 5 to 6 cents in the wheat this morning. The livestock market's trying to hold together. The cattle's probably not going to be able to get that job done, particularly in the October, just because of the number of heavy cattle and feedlots that there are just no bids on. Back months of cattle look a little firmer, and I would anticipate that the hog market might be a little on the defensive today, especially if the cattle and the feeder cattle can hold together. We're looking at the weaker dollar. Hope that can continue, because that would sure give a boost to the export business. We've got a big, strong crude oil market, should be a little supportive on the corn. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much for that report here on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urban.